Okay, so this is another installment of How Not to Get Women Pregnant. The last video, some bits, if they didn't make sense, I apologize. But I'm doing all of this stuff off the cuff, as it were. So, I guess a few years ago in some cities in North America, there were slut walks started saying, women shouldn't be shamed about their sexuality. And I agree with that. I don't think anybody should be shamed about their sexuality to the point where they, I guess, feel badly about what they're doing or change their behavior due to external forces. Obviously, if it's illegal, then they should change, or if it's abusive, they should change. The common sense shit. Oh, by the way, if you're a minor, or you're easily offended by what you consider to be offensive witchy thoughts, turn this off. Now, you're responsible for your own emotions. Anyway, getting back to the slut walk. Myself, personally, I love slutty women. If you're trying not to get a woman pregnant, think about slutty women. Sometimes the sex is fantastic. Sometimes it's mediocre. That's just par for the course. But if you're dealing with a woman that you know is slutty, and when I say you know is slutty, I'm not talking about supposition here. Just because you see a woman talking to a lot of dudes in a bar doesn't mean that she's slutty. I mean, she could just like talking to a bunch of dudes in a bar. But I'm talking about a woman that you know is happy having sex with a few different people. And it's especially good if there is some overlap. I don't mean that she has to be banging a different guy every weekend. But for example, there are women who will do this, and I suppose there are men too, but I don't date men, so I have no idea, based on personal experience, who won't leave a relationship that they're in until they get a new guy, start fucking the new guy, then they dump the old guy. That's an example of an overlap. Some women have shorter overlaps where they'll fuck a guy for a few weeks, they'll dump him, and then they'll get with another dude. Primarily, these are the women that you're interested in, because in the event that she gets pregnant, she may not necessarily know who the father is. And so that increases the odds that she's going to get an abortion, because it's not a stable situation. And it can be especially good if she doesn't have a particular type of guy that she goes after. Meaning, in a short span of time, she has sex with, a big buff dude, a skinny redhead dude, her East Indian dentist that works in her office tower, the Chinese accountant who's a friend of a friend of a friend. Women like this, it's great if you're trying to avoid getting a chick pregnant, because when she gets pregnant, that makes it even harder for her to figure out who the dad is. And in the example I just mentioned, for instance, it makes it difficult for her to decide who she wants the father to be. Because obviously, she doesn't want to guess wrong, and pin it on the Chinese accountant when in fact it's the skinny redhead guy's kid, because that's going to be an embarrassing fucking situation. So try to, in terms of slutty women, try to avoid the women who are only sleeping with one type of dude, where you happen to be a pretty good match, physically or culturally or racially, for example, to the other dudes. If you're an Italian guy and she's only banging Italian guys, you might want to pick somebody else, or whatever variation you happen to be. If you're traveling, traveling can be really good in terms of slutty women, and hell, in terms of regular women, because sometimes one of the sexiest things that you can tell somebody is, "I'm leaving at the end of the week," or "I'm only here for 2 weeks." You can get in, get out, and you're done. I'm almost done here, but the other thing I would say is avoid putting these, adding these women, if you haven't known them for a while, avoid putting them on your Facebook. Because if you're dealing with slutty women or you're fucking a bunch of different women, you don't want them to post something on your wall out of spite, or they may not necessarily post something spiteful, but they'll post something that appears to be innocuous, which is really just a way to try to head off other women. And so an example of this is something as simple as, "Hey, it was nice to see you on Friday night. I had a great time at blah, blah, blah." That may be a genuine sentiment that that she wants to thank you, but it also may be a way of telling the other women, "Hands off, bitch." Or if she's really pissed off, she may post something on your wall just saying that you're a flat-out asshole, which is another way of trying to achieve the same goal, which is limiting your sexual choices. In this instance, it's about you've pissed her off, and it's not just about ensuring that you are not going to have sex with her again. It's about her ensuring that as much as she can, she's going to try to prevent you from having sex, period, which is one of the key reasons why when you break up with a woman, she will blab and say, "What a fucking idiot, asshole, jerk, douchebag, fuckwad, whatever that you are," because she's trying to limit the amount of sex that you can get after she's done, as a means of punishing you. And it doesn't even mean that she wants to keep having sex with you, although sometimes it might. It just means that she's angry, and she's going to act out of anger. So again, to reiterate, in the continuing series of how not to get women pregnant, slutty women are fantastic. Of course, always strap up, wear a condom. But that goes with any women that you're fucking. But yes, if you want to have more sex and you want to avoid getting a woman pregnant, slutty women is an excellent choice. And I saw a video about a slut walk. I think it was in Canada, and I took a look at women that were at the slut walk. These are not slutty women, I don't think. I've met a lot of slutty women. Hell, I fucked a lot of slutty women. No, these are not slutty women. In fact, I would go so far as to say is the slutty women wouldn't be attending these marches because they're too busy fucking and being slutty. So don't try to go to these marches or anything like that there to try to pick up slutty women. So this is another installment in How Not to Get Women Pregnant.